Blackstone Audiobooks presents So Shall We Stand by Elise Larson. We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. Winston Churchill, from his speech on Dunkirk at the House of Commons, June 4, 1940. Chapter 1. September 1944, Abergavenny, Wales. Nella Killian, desperate for a quiet moment to put an end to the headache that had plagued her all morning, quietly closed the front door of the Presbyterian manse and tiptoed to the kitchen. The silence in the grey stone manse indicated her baby, 2-year-old Livy, was still napping. When Nella entered the large old-fashioned kitchen, she found her mother, Elizabeth MacDougall, pegging Livy's freshly washed nappies to the clothesline. Seeing Nella, she smiled and said, "Hello, love," and hoisted the line by its pulley up over the stove. With autumn bringing unpredictable rain showers, the washing would now hang above them in the kitchen. "Livy's still asleep. You look all done in. I rather hoped you wouldn't try to see Camilla so soon after she learned about the death of her husband." Camilla was the youngest daughter of one of the church families, the Flints, who had a farm just north of town. Camilla had been a widow for a day. Her husband of 6 months had been killed in action in northern Italy. "I had to go." Nella went to the stove and tapped her finger against the black cast-iron tea kettle. "Still hot enough for tea," she decided aloud, and reached for a cup and the tea strainer. Scooping a measure of black tea into the strainer, she poured the steaming water over it into her cup. After she sat down at the table, she said, "I knew it would set me crying too, but I had to be there. I remember how I felt when Rob was shot down."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?